Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, or however you're listening to the show, thank you, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. All right, now today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams. You can reach me at 404-564-9689. That's 404-564-9689. That's the office number, or you can reach me on my cell, 678-549-0274. That's 678-549-0274. I bring families together again. You can also reach me on my email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com is the email. You can also reach me through my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. You can reach me there, leave me a message or call my phone, text me, however you want to do. and let me know how we can help you. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling, or you know someone who wants to buy or wants to sell, give them my number. Give them, let them give me a call. I'll take care of them from start to finish. From start to finish. Okay? Let me know. Let's make some money together. All right? So, let's see. A little bit of news. I guess a lot of you guys have been watching the hurricane that has devastated parts of Florida. You know, I have lots of family in Florida. You know, Orlando, as a matter of fact. And I talked to them on yesterday. And they were good. They were good on yesterday. They were saying that everyone was at home in their own places. And it was just, at that time, it was just a lot of rain. Okay. And the hurricane hadn't actually, I guess it had just came on land at that time. And it just came on land at that time and hadn't really pushed to them at that point. And they were expecting a very bad night. And I think they, from the pictures and the video that they've been putting out on, you know, on the Weather Channel, that it was bad. Okay. It was, you know, it was bad. It was devastating. I think it went right through all of them and everyone in Orlando, all these places in Florida, Naples, and it's just that, you know, you worry about your family. I just wonder, why didn't they leave? I always wonder that, you know. But you know, and then if you're from Florida, you know, you're some of those people in Florida say, you know, we're used to the hurricanes, have them every year, this and that, yada yada. Not like this, okay. Just not like this. It just, you know, it just looks like, golly, it looks like it's a third world country. You know, it looks like they've been to war. I mean, it's just horrible. And I tell you again, and I'm sitting here right now looking at this on the Weather Channel, and it's devastating. People that live on these coastal waterways, I mean, there are beautiful, beautiful, it's beautiful to live on the waterway and on the, you know, on the intercoastal and all this stuff. But I tell you, when these hurricanes come in, just what the guy just said, you know, you have to just not be there when this stuff happens. You just have to get out. You have to get out and go. You have to get out and leave. Because, you know, when you think about it, if you don't, once the hurricane comes in and starts all this flooding and going, there's nothing you can do. You can't move. You have to sit there. Y'all with me? You have to. You can't move. Okay? You can't move. You can't move. You can't move. You can't get out. You can't get in your car. You can't go walk about. Right? It's just, it'll wear you out. And then, you know, if you don't live in a two-story home, where you can go, where you can go and get away from the water. There were people that were showing videos of them sitting, you know, they were sitting at the top of their stairs looking downstairs, and there's this water coming in. It was waist high. Just coming in and just knocking the wall out. It's, I mean, devastating. And then now that the storm has moved off more into the Atlantic and coming back up the coast, my goodness. My goodness. Now you got to go outside. You don't have power. You don't have cell service. Man, what can you do? And you're wondering about your family and you can't call them, you can't get in touch with them. You know, one of my cousins live on the lake. And, you know, they've had a problem with the gator being in their yard before. I had to call animal services people to come and remove a gator out of their yard. And like I said, they live on the lake. So again, they were telling me that they were at home and everybody was at home in their own houses and they were waiting for the storm to come through and pass over. But, you know, no one ever knows. No one but the man upstairs ever knows how bad these storms are going to be, how bad these hurricanes are going to be. And this one was bad. And they were right in the path of the storm. And again, I talked to my cousins on yesterday, and they were fine on yesterday. But, you know, I prayed for them last night, praying for them today. Haven't heard from them, of course, because no one has power. No one has cell for service. The cell towers are knocked down in Florida. Don't know when they'll be back up. So you're kind of sitting on pins and needles, at least I am right now. And I know they are. Okay, no power, no cell service. And again, just from seeing the pictures on TV, it just looks like these places just flooded. I mean, water everywhere. So I don't know if you guys have family in Florida, down there in Central Florida, in the middle of Florida, in the heart of Florida, near Disney and all this stuff. But, oh my God, that place is devastated. I mean, it looks like a third world country. Ian came through and blasted that part of Florida. And you know what? And I want out, and I'm gonna get into the show in just a minute, but I wanted to talk about this because my pastor said something years ago, and I'll probably never forget this. But he told us that these hurricanes originate, that means they start, they originate off the coast of Africa, okay? And you never hear of a hurricane in Africa. You never hear of a hurricane tearing through Africa and tearing up everything. I've never heard that. I don't know if you have. I've never heard of a hurricane going through Africa and tearing up everything. They may have days of rain, torrential downpours of rain, but not hurricanes. But the hurricanes originate off the coast of Africa. You guys can look this up, because I did the same thing. They originate off the coast of Africa. And, of course, we know that that's where a lot of the English came in to take slaves, right? To take African people away from their country, bring them to America, and sell them for money. And these hurricanes originate from where these slave ships started. When they came into, they went to Africa, came in, took people, women, men, children, took them, put them on these ships, packed them in like sardines, didn't care whether they died, ate, got water, didn't care. Just packed them in these ships like sardines. And then they came up through the waters to the United States. These slave ships came in and they come into to some ports in Florida. They'd also come into ports in Georgia. They'd also come into ports in South Carolina and North Carolina, slave ships. That's where they came in. And these ports on these coasts of these states are where people would come to buy slaves. Okay? So these slave ships would come up through and stop in Florida. Come on around and stop up in Georgia coast. Come on up and stop on the South Carolina and North Carolina borders. These ships full of slaves. And people would come to the coast to buy them. Now get this. Hope you guys are listening. These hurricanes originate in Africa from where the slave ships left from. So when the slave ships left Africa, these hurricanes followed the exact same path of the slave ships. Hurricanes come up through and they just pound and pound and pound these coasts of the United States. Excuse me. where these slave ships came in to sell slaves. I'm like, man, you know, I'm thinking when my pastor was telling me this, I'm thinking, oh my God, that's an awesome story. But he said, hey, it's absolutely true. So these hurricanes followed the pathways of the slave ships. They followed the pathways of these slave ships. He even said that the hurricanes, if you listen, if you could hear, you know how these reporters are out here in these storms reporting. You know, you see all the wind and the rain, and they standing out there talking. You know, we got 145 mile an hour winds, and I can't hardly stand. Excuse me. You can hear through the microphone. You can hear the sound, like that wind is coming so hard. It's like that wind is howling, and it sounds like people screaming out. And if you look it up, they got drawings on these. They got drawings online that you can see. And these are hurricane drawings, but they're drawn like all these black faces all inside these hurricanes. And they're screaming. And as they come up through the coast and pound the coast of the United States where they brought these slaves in at, they just ravage them, tear them apart, tear these towns apart, and that's the destruction that the hurricanes caused. That's what's being given back to these folks for taking these slaves. That's what the pastor told me. Look it up, guys. Look it up and say for yourself what do you think? Say for yourself what you think. And you know, I have to say that is pretty amazing. Because when you think about it, the hurricanes don't go out on the coast of California. They don't ravage the coast of California, the West Coast. They always ravage in the Southeast, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, tear these states apart. They come up and they hit the other side on the Gulf of Mexico side of Florida. They come up and they pound that Florida coast. Then they pound that Alabama coast, and they'll come up and tear apart the Texas coast. All that down in Galveston, Houston, where the people down there just treated slaves and black folks like trash. And now these hurricanes come in, and they kill a lot of people. And they just cause havoc in their life that they'll never forget. And I kind of believe there's some truth to that. And when you think about it, you think about the slave ships that came up from Africa and came up to the United States on that eastern coastline. As they come up through there, you see all these little countries down through there, these Haiti and Cuba and all these little countries down through there, these little islands of people live on these islands. They're populated by black people. And the way that they were populated was from the slave ships. as the slave ships come up through there, they'd stop in there. And then some of the, and even before, even if they didn't stop, some of the slaves that were able to get from underneath the ship would jump overboard. Some of them died that way. But a lot of them also lived and made it to land. That's how a lot of those little small islands all down through there got populated. Y'all don't hear me. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call. Let's talk. Now, but that's all I'm going to say right now on the hurricane. I don't know if you guys are watching anything on the Weather Channel, but they showing the aftermath. It's ridiculous. Okay? It is ridiculous. And so let's talk about this. What are the leaks? This is your show now. What are the leaks in your household? I know people say, people were calling me saying, Frank, what are you talking about, a leak in the house? Are you talking about like a water leak or something? Nah, I'm not talking about a water leak. I'm talking about a money leak. The money that's leaking out of your household. It's like when you have a gap under the bottom of your door or the side of your door or whatever, and you've been running your air conditioning is not staying inside. It's sliding through those cracks, right? The air is going through those cracks and out the door. That's a leak, right? And you try to cover that leak so that the air won't get out. You want to keep the cool air in. So what I'm talking about is a leak as far as money that's going through those cracks and out the door. I'm talking about things like, the number one thing I think is cable. Everyone seems to have cable now. A lot of people have these fire sticks and stuff like that. But most, like I have cable. My cable now is like close to $200 a month. With my cable and phone and the internet, all this in one. My cable's like almost $200 a month. It's sickening for me to pay that. But, I also had HBO hooked up to it, and I had this hooked up to it and this hooked up to it, which I don't even watch. So cable is a leak in my house. So as you know, you can go online to your cable company and set up an account or whatever and go in there, and you can see the stuff that you have set on your cable. You can see channels or the networks that you're paying for a subscription to. HBO. HBO is horrible now. HBO used to be the thing back in the day. But HBO is a joke right now. They show the same stuff over and over and over and over again during the month. They show it over and over and over again. You go to HBO and you'd be like, oh, man, that's still on. I saw that 2 weeks ago. And so that's a leak in my house. So I had to shut down HBO. I had to shut down Stars. I had to shut down Showtime. I had to shut down Cinemax. I shut all that stuff down. And that saved me about, $40, $50 a month. $50 a month is $600 a year. That's a lot. So there was a big leak in my household, excuse me, that I had to fix. and I fixed it. Another leak is car insurance. Pay car insurance for 4 vehicles. Now, one vehicle I don't drive a whole lot, but I have to have insurance on it when I do drive it. Okay? That's my little convertible that I drive in, you know, on the weekends sometimes and this and that. But I, like I said, I don't drive it much at all. Okay? So my leak with my insurance is that car. I need to leave that car in the garage. It's an antique. It's a 1974. So I need to keep it in the garage. Actually, I want to build me a garage in my backyard, a 3-car garage in my backyard where I can keep it and keep other stuff out there. Okay? But that's a leak in my household, the car insurance for that car. Because it's an antique and it's not cheap. Okay? I pay well over $400 a month just for car insurance. That's another leak. And the reason, hey, Frank, why are you talking about this? Because I want you guys to take a look at your stuff. Take a look at your recurring bills. Bills that come every month. Cable, insurance, you know, the kind of stuff that you really don't need, but you got. And maybe look at it and see if there's something that you can cut off, cut back on that would help you stop that leak out of the household. That will help. The cable. I mean, I know a lot of you guys aren't as young as I am, but when you think about it, man, when we were growing up, we had like 5 channels, maybe more than 5, but we had channel 2, channel 5, channel 11, channel 69, channel 17, what else? Channel 36, what else? What's that? That's 6 channels. Channel 46. We had 46 then. And 17, 69, 46, and 36, you had to use another network, or I don't know what they call it, UHF and VHF, but you had to go to UHF to watch these channels, and then you had to twist the little dial till you got to 17, and bloop, channel 17 would pop in. But that's all we had. And then at night, at midnight, a lot of the channels would shut off. Bloop. Bah, 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 whatever the national anthem or something would play. Okay? So, and that was it for the night. You had to go to bed. Well, you didn't have to go to bed, but you couldn't watch any TV anymore. All you had was color bars on the screen, right? But now, 1,000 channels. 1,000 channels. Who watches 1,000 channels of TV? And so, you only watch a few channels a day. You only watch a few channels a day. And then you sometimes you want to sit around and you're like, let's watch a movie. So now you're paying for Netflix to watch a movie every now and then. You don't watch Netflix every day. Well, for a while, we were watching Netflix every day. Or we were binge watching, right? We were binge watching some stuff that was on Netflix and we watch it just like every day at that time. I don't watch it every day now. But Netflix, that's probably a leak in your household. that you, you know, may be able to get rid of. Netflix is what, 10 bucks a month? What's that, 120 bucks a year? Man, 120 bucks a year to watch a movie network. Right? That's the price we pay. And then not only that, we'll go out and go to the movies. We'll go out and go to the movies to see something. And then the next day it's on Netflix. Or it may not be the next day, but soon it's on Netflix. So, and we'll go to the movies and spend another, what the seats are like, 20 bucks maybe for the movies now? So if you and some and a significant other go, that's 40 bucks just to get in. I don't know how right that is, but you know, that may be close. And then you gotta buy some popcorn and a drink when you get in there. And there they got these luxury seats in the movie theater. Well, where I live is, you know, brand new theater, got these luxury seats in there. Plenty of room for everybody. We went into a movie one day not long ago, and no one was in there. Maybe two other people were in the movie, and you got 200 seats in the movie theater. But they got plenty of room in there now. I mean, I hadn't gone to the movie probably in 16, 17 years before that. And then I went in there and I was like amazed. I was like, wow. Look at all this room. Look at these chairs. It wasn't these small chairs now that you sit in. They got these big luxury chairs that recline and they got foot pieces on them that come up and hold your feet up in the air. Yeah, now, you know, I went in there, I got my ticket, of course, bought me some popcorn, put all this butter on it, get me a drink. We go in the movie, see all these seats. I sit in my chair, I lay back, put my feet up, eat my popcorn and drinking my drink. Next thing I know, somebody pushing me, say, hey, Dad, wake up. I wake up, I'm like, man. Now I've slept most of the movie because they got these chairs in there. And then the movie was horrible. I like action-packed movies. If it was action-packed, there's no way I could have slept. But, man, these slow-moving movies, low-budget, you know, you in the same the movie in the same location, the whole movie. Man, I'm asleep. Especially in the chairs. It's like my chair at home. And I get in that chair, it's over. Right? Next thing I wake up, it's 4:30 in the morning. But, you know, that kind of stuff, those kind of things are leaks in the house. So take a look at some of your stuff because there are leaks in there. And the cable company just drives me nuts. So that's why I jumped on them. They all need to be investigated. We paying way too much to watch TV, way too much to have the internet. Then sometimes the internet is not reliable, doesn't work. Or you come in, you turn on your computer and be like, dang, why is this so slow? And so there are leaks in your household that you need to take a look at. Take a look at your bills. Even the cable companies, they add a dollar here, a dollar there, a dollar here, a dollar there each month. But you pay no attention to it because you think that's about the same I paid last month, and you pay it. And the cable company, if they go up a dollar on your bill, on everyone's bill, they got million customers. That's $1 million that month that's added to their bottom line. If they just put $1 million on your, if they just put $1 added in on your bill, that's a million. That, if they got 1 million customers, that's $1 million added to their bottom line. So watch your cable bill. Watch your bills. Okay? Everything you spend money on. Because as soon as you walk out of the house, you got to spend money. As soon as you walk out of the house, you're spending money. My mom used to tell me that all the time. She said, as soon as you leave the house, you're spending money. Because you get in the car. And you know, you got to have gas to get around in the car, right? You go to the gas station, you spend money. Hey, well, I'm going to run up to the store. Okay, you can jump in the car, you go up to the store. Although the store right up the street, excuse me, although the store's right up the street, you still go to the store, you're still spending money with gas. And then now you finna go in the store and spend money. Everywhere you go, somebody's got their hand in your pocket. Or you got your hand in your pocket pulling the money out to give them all the time. It's just the way it is, right? So think about that, guys. Because I don't care how much money you make, okay? You should still be able to, money shouldn't be a problem. Okay? Money shouldn't be a problem to anyone. But we make it a problem to us because we do things that take it, sucks it away. And my whole thing is, hey, you know, this is what I like to do. I have to spend money to do it. I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm going to do it. But those are some of the leaks that are in your household. And like I said, the reason I wanted to do the show was not just talking to you, but talking to myself. There are leaks. There are leaks in the house. And I'm not talking about water leaks. Not talking about a gas leak. Not talking about a air conditioning leaking, Freon. Nothing like that. But there are leaks in your household that you need to tie up, shut down that leak. If you shut down that leak, you won't have leaks. You won't have leaking water in your house. I'm telling you, look at your stuff and figure it out. Figure what you can get rid of, what you don't need, what you don't use, but you're paying for it. Each month, time, bow, 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 bow. You have to. That's the only way you're going to have it. Only way you're going to have it. And so as we get ready to close out the show, again, I hope you guys don't have any family in Florida. I do. And they're in Orlando, and I hope they're good. Like I say, I talked to them on yesterday, but they don't have any phone service down there, and they don't have any power down there right now. I'm just praying that everything's okay. And from the looks of these pictures on the Weather Channel that I've been looking at, from the aftermath of the storm, oh my God, it's gonna be a long time before those cities that the hurricane went through are you know, back up and running. It's going to be a while. Okay? It's going to be a while before they even have power, you know. And these people, some of these people had water in their house up to 5.5, 6 feet of water in the house, flooded. This one guy was shooting some video from upstairs at his place, and it looked like to me, it looked like this alligator that was in his yard was every bit of 9-10 feet long. I mean, he was a big boy. And all that guy kept saying, you could hear him talking in the background. All he kept saying is, man, I'm going back to New York. I'm going back to New York. I'm going back to New York. I mean, and when I was looking at it, I didn't think the thing was real until he turned his head. And I was like, man, oh, man. So if you think about it, at night, going outside at night, and you don't know what's out there, you don't know what the storm has brought in. I mean, not only gators, but snakes and all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. And, you know, one of my cousins live on the lake. And she's had a gator in her yard before where she had to call the animal control people to come out. And I believe they killed it. But it was a nice-sized gator in her yard. So you know, I'm afraid that, you know, you see all these, right now they're showing the waterway where all these boats, these boats just stacked on top of each other, stacked on the edge of the land. The docks are gone. The docks are gone in the ocean. And it's just amazing. It's amazing. I know people love living in Florida because of the sunshine and pretty much no winter. But man, these hurricanes, and it's not the only one of the year, okay? It's this hurricane season, I guess, right now. So they may have another one or two more before it's all over for the year. Then you got to worry about it again next year. But the people there think that, you know, you talk to people from Florida and they're like, hey, man, why you don't just leave when they tell you the hurricane's coming? Oh, man, we've been through hurricane before. It ain't going to be that bad. It isn't that bad. But you never, you don't know. There's no way you can know. And this one guy, he was, you know, this lady was in the house. She was standing on the stairs upstairs, and she was shooting video down in the living room, and her husband was down in the living room, swimming in the living room, in the water. How stupid is that? He's a dumbass. You know, what's in that water? Everything. All kind of parasites, sewage, everything. That storm then came in and tore down the pier, knocked out the whole 1/4 edge of the pier. It's gone. In the ocean, at the bottom of the pier, sitting down in the bottom of the ocean there. My goodness, man. My goodness. And see, when you do try to sit out these hurricanes, And you know, once it gets started, and you're like, oh my God, it's bad. Now, you can't leave because now the water's coming in, and now so you can't go out and get in your car. You can't go out and walk. All you can do is sit in the house and hope for the best. Then the lights go out. Bloop. Then you don't have lights. And so all you can do is listen. Think about it, guys. You know, if you're not in your car or whatever right now, if you're sitting at home or sitting at the office or whatever, close your eyes. Think about this. You're in the upstairs of your house. And a lot of these houses in Florida are ranch-style houses, so one level. But think about it. You're in the upstairs part of your house, and the lights are gone out. It's nighttime. It's storming like crazy outside. So it's black. It's dark. Rain just pounding against the windows. Wind just howling. Wow. And so now the lights are out and it's dark. Now all you can hear is furniture sliding everywhere, sliding together, glass breaking. The hell is that? And now you can't move, but then when the sun comes up in the morning, now you can see. And you wake up and you look downstairs and your house is flooded. Water up to the top of your refrigerator. And you can't do anything until the water recedes. My goodness, I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine. But we prayed and prayed and prayed last night for them. Hopefully we'll hear from them when they get these cell phone towers up a couple of days. But all we can do right now is just pray to God that they all made it through and they're safe. Everything else can be replaced. But can't replace you. Don't know how bad it's going to be. You can't know. All you can do is go. Okay? So, guys, I appreciate you guys being with me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening in and being a part of the show. But, again, I hope that you didn't have anyone that was in Florida in the storm. I hope you didn't. I wish I didn't, because, you know, you're just super worried. Just super worried about them. And I believe they're okay, but we don't know yet. So keep my family in your prayers, guys, and take care of yourselves. Hey, I'll be back tomorrow. Well, no, I won't be back tomorrow. I'm going to that Braves game tomorrow, so I won't be on the show tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening in. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you on Monday. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. We'll be right back.
from Jamaica. He owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas, cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love, fucking with them heartbreakers. But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, bore like a couple rings. Bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby mother tatted. 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them. Took them out to Belgium, welcome. Bitches this pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in.